There's our theme music. It's me and Leaf sitting on the porch.
Hey, Dip, how do you like my banjo picking?
It's that time. Bet your life. Time for a little fishing report. Catch more. Geez, Leaf, you know, your job must be taking a lot of time. I don't see you as often.
Yeah, you know, I'm sorry. I pulled a no-show on you the other day, just straight up.
It's
been, super busy at work lately and just family, you know.
Yeah.
Took an unofficial, unplanned spring break kind of there for the fish report for a little bit.
And hey, no, it's okay.
My apologies. We'll be on it again weekly here, I think.
Well, we had kind of reached...
Well, yeah, there wasn't much going on.
Yeah, we reached a little bit of a finished place there with the river and so on. And I know you were probably, I'm guessing you've probably been out to the lakes exploring, got some ideas there.
Yep, yeah.
So let's do that. What did you find out there on the water?
Well, you know, I went out, I looked around, saw what I could see on my own. Been collecting reports by ear, and
you looked, you saw, you conquered.
Yeah, well,
not quite.
Looked
conquered.
And saw a small bit of conquering, not massive amounts yet. Have some planned conquests in mind, but you know, I went up to Patterson. Wasn't surprised to find mostly just little perch pulling at it there. And I, you know, also heard some reports about Davis being good. I went there and didn't do incredible, but I was just kind of trying to fish with my boy Finley. Mm-hmm. And so it wasn't I wasn't getting too crazy and the wind was a little breezy, but I did see a friend, got a couple, he and his friend got their limit and like, each in about an hour, hour and a half up there.
Oh, really?
So fishing pretty good. And we did get a few nibbles as well. Heard some great reports from Frost Lake. And, you know, this is that time of the year where I also want to always throw out the big long bomb Hail Mary crazy ones that I always want to do. Black Lake and Hidden Lakes. It sounds kind of crazy. Like it's like snow, but... those are lakes that are kind of at a lower elevation in relative proportion to everything else.
You say you have heard from folks who've gone in?
This is about the time that a lot of folks do, and I have at least a black lake in the past.
Okay.
And what really works for me well up there at this time of the year is just take my float tube in, and mind you, make sure you're going to be real warm on your lower layers, maybe pack in a couple of pairs of fleece, and just troll around there with a full sink and a green lake or black lake leech, and you will catch some giant fish.
Ooh.
And it's a real fun one. You know, you get to stretch your legs and get, you know, out of the cabin and actually take your first hike with that one. It's about, I think that one's 6.5 miles. Hidden Lake's considerably further, about 16.5, 17 miles there. But because it kind of comes to a high elevation point back there at 8 Mile Pass and Billy Goat or something like that, and then it just kind of slowly drops down actually back into that valley, because that drainage, the uppermost Hidden Lake drains north via the Pusaten River, and the lower two drain south via the Lost River. And so that's one of those few rivers in our state there heading due north. And they're only really, you know, the decision point there between one lake draining one way and the other way is about 30 feet in elevation. So it's really kind of one of those fascinating
right at the top.
Spots. Yeah.
Interesting. Well, I have not spent much time in a float tube. I never had one myself. One of my sons did, and but I like getting a little more better access after the hike.
Oh yeah,
you just get to get out there.
Yeah.
In all those places that when I was a young man, I was standing on trying to cast,
catching trees behind you.
Yeah, yeah.
And those juniper bushes everywhere.
Yeah. So. It does give you some access.
It gives you a one-up.
It just seemed magical to be able to get out on
It's comfortable, too. You know, you've hiked all the way in the trail, and hopefully, you know, you can not have to work too hard as far as kicking around and maybe even get that wind troll back. And, you know, you can really do considerably better. I've seen a big difference as far as getting down to them and being able to get out to them as far as backcasting room, too.
Cool. So,
the big
O. I got to ask you about... Lahontans.
Yeah, the big O. We were going to talk about that for sure, because I'd had that report from my buddy Bob. He said he got over 20.
Omak Lake we're talking about here.
Yeah, and, you know, he said he'd seen them all the way up into 7 feet of water, so they moved up a few feet even, and that was last week. So I'm thinking with the full moon we just had, I'm really excited. I'm heading over there day after tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to hopefully having what I think is going to be about the best week or two of the season that you could have up there. I think pretty much the best week. We're sitting on it. So if you can get there, I'd like to see you guys out there.
And you're going with a boat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I usually do, but when it really gets to that point where they're getting up there super shallow, sometimes I end up parking that boat and kind of just like running up on the hillside next to the lake so I can get a little elevation and looking for that pack that's coming, and then I'll kind of scamper down just in front of them where I'm not spooking them and cast it right ahead of them and try to time that out.
Yeah, because it is doable.
Elevation, you know, getting up above them and seeing them before they see you is kind of critical with those fish.
Yeah, they're wary. And I imagine they take a little bit of encouragement to bite. What are you using?
Well, I'm just mostly stripping, you know, minnow-style patterns like the Green Lake leech we were talking about, some bug-eyed bunny leeches. I almost tied you up an upside-down bunny leech. I will deliver one of those to
one
you.
One of my
favorites. Just so you can just hang it on your on your, you know, mantle so you can have an eye reference of
Oh, no, man. I have a new Thompson's Custom Meat hat.
There we go.
They got a brand new.
Stick it on that thing.
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
You betcha. Yeah, so I think, you know, there's plenty of stuff out there now. I'm super excited for the turn of the season right now. And I think from the lowland to the upland, at least as far as those middle elevation ones, people got plenty of reason to come over and go fishing again right now. Cool. And, you know, if you need any help, just check out the regs booklet there. These year-round lakes here in the valley can be super fun. No reason not to get here before the big opening day. Mm-hmm. The pass is open.
Yep.
You know, we should mention again there, Highway 20.
Yep.
And yeah, hey, everybody, just if you need more info, check out the blog. Give me a call, 429-7298, and we'd be happy to do what we can to get you out on the water having fun. So get your fish on.
May the fish be with you.
Going fishing all of the time, baby going fishing too. Bet your life, your sweet wife will catch more fish than you.